Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing amazing, Neil. How about yourself?
Fantastic. And our guest today is New York Times bestselling author Christopher Rice. Christopher, thanks for stopping by. We're going to talk about Sapphire Storm and much, much more. Christopher, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. So, Christopher, I'm going to jump really quickly and specifically into my first question is, did you always want to be a writer? Was that something you wanted to do, be an author?
No, I wanted to be an actor and I failed at it. So I had to become a writer, basically, is what happened. I went off to college thinking I was going to take the theater department by storm, and the theater department had different ideas. So I went back to my dorm room and I started writing because it was an outlet that nobody could really take away from me. They didn't have to read it or publish it, but I could sit at that computer and I could go off into my own world and just have that sort of creative connection that I wasn't getting on stage anymore.
Wow. And that is true. Like, we figure out something else to do. For example, I was a pro wrestler and I was semi-good, never made to the WWE, but once I found out that it's better for me to be an entertainer with the mic than in the wrestling ring and teaching. So I kind of figured out my craft the same way for sure as well, Christopher. One other question before Greg has a question for you. What kind of was that big break? Was it easy for you to get published, or was it a challenge at first?
But, you know, the fact of the matter is that it was pretty easy for me to get published because I had a famous last name in the industry. And I think it opened a lot of doors for me at the beginning. And I think there's no point in not being honest about that. Would I still be around today only on the basis of that last name? I doubt it. But I think that, you know, the book was published when it was and the way it was, I think largely as a function of the fact that, you know, my mother was Anne Rice. She was very well known in the business and all of that. But I think once you get that opportunity, you got to keep producing stuff that people actually like, or else they ask you to leave, you know? So far, I get to stay. So, fingers crossed.
Go ahead, Greg. Your question.
Well, that's Christopher. You just killed my first question. Was, hey, you any relation to Anne Rice?
Yeah.
That's great. So, let me ask you a quick question about that. Did you like the portrayal of her books in movies, like with Brad Pitt and those guys? Was that good?
Did you hear the interview with the vampire movie? Brad Pitt, Mom was a fan of that movie.
Cool. That's great. My wife's a fan of your mom's, so I have to tell her that, which is great. So tell us about your new book. Like, what inspired you to write it? You know, what kind of audience you're trying to reach? What's the impact behind it that you want to get across to the readers?
Well, you know, romance writing is romance fiction is one of the most popular genres out there commercially. I mean, it probably outsells every other genre of fiction there is. And for many years, I didn't know about it because I didn't think anybody like me was writing it. I didn't think they were writing romance novels about two guys. And over the recent years, it's become more and more inclusive and people are trying different things. And I just wanted to write this sweet, happily ever after story. You know, so much of what I have written over the course of my career has been really dark. It's been really violent. It's dealt with a lot of really tough issues. It's been stuff from psychological thrillers to just straight up horror novels. You know, I've written a couple of those. And I'm kind of a dark guy, you know what I mean? Like, I have a dark mindset. So the idea, it was almost a challenge to be able, can I write this sweet, happy love story about two guys? And it started that way with book one. And by the time we get to this book, which is also a standalone, it's really like full-bore nighttime soap opera. It's like Yellowstone crossed with Dynasty from the 80s crossed with The Love Boat. It's like a mashup. But I think, you know, the best writing advice I ever got came from my mother, and it was write the book you want to read. Not the book you think will be popular, not the book you think is going to sell, write the book that you want to read. And so I basically did that with Sapphire Storm.
All right, Greg, you're in it because we're almost at a hard stop, Greg. I'm going to let you have another question. That question is what he's learned in life.
Oh, my big question. Okay. So Christopher, I always ask this question of every guest, you know, of our show. And so tell me, what's the biggest thing in life that you've learned?
The biggest thing in life that I've learned, other people are not paying as much attention to me as I think they are, and I can be myself more than I allow myself to be.
Excellent.
That's great. And so where do you see, Christopher, now you going with writing? Do you think some of your books will be potential movies or TV shows? Are you? I think that's a goal of every author, isn't it?
It really is the goal of every author. But I have to say, you got to be careful because that process can really pull you away from the work that you love doing. You know, Michael Crichton once said he feels like he could have written 4 novels in the time it took him to get Twister made into a movie, because he wrote that movie back in the 90s. And so I think that's always, now nobody's invited me to write Twister, so if they did and they had a nice check, I would take it. But I think you gotta stay connected with where your passion really is. And I think for me, I love producing and I love collaborating, but I really also love being in my own world. And the only thing that really offers me that is writing books.
And that's fantastic. And writing books and learning from that process and continuing to become better and better at your craft. Do you write all the time? Is it pretty much a full-time thing for you writing?
Yeah, I really do. If I'm not actually putting words on the page, you know, not increasing the page count of the manuscript, I'm taking notes on plot. I'm almost constantly living in an alternate reality. It can be a little bit dangerous, especially if you're driving. You know, like I'm living in a story that's really a version of life that I prefer to be in, you know? It's not full on delusional, but it's close.
Well, Christopher, we appreciate it. Again, everyone needs to check out your latest book, Sapphire Cove, the Sapphire Cove series, and check out Sapphire Storm. I appreciate it, Christopher. And thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That was Celebrity Interview from The Grotto with Greg Hanna. Take care, guys.